thought I might revisit the Lord's Prayer. I don't know how many times we've done that or how long it's been, but I thought we might pick that up again. You know, there are some churches that recite the Lord's Prayer on a regular basis, word for word, and certainly that's not a bad thing, but I think the main value of the Lord's Prayer is it's the template. It's the things that it says in the way that the Lord Jesus gives it to us. It's a good guide for prayer. The first thing that we can note about that, just in general, is that it comes from the Lord Jesus. And He is our guide in all things. And so when He gives us this, we ought to take it to heart for that reason. And He was the one who lived His life in prayer. So often we find Him off away, up early in the morning, spending the night in prayer, sending His disciples off to go across the Sea of Galilee so that He could pray, so that He was an all-around prayer. And so it behooves us then that when He says, pray like this, that we spend time in that and understand those things that He is giving us. So it's worthwhile knowing that it's from Him. And then I want to pick up on the first thing that He says. He tells us to pray our Father. And that is useful for us. I think it's easy for us, possibly, to begin a prayer that way, and we need to remember. He says that, and as a matter of fact, people call the prayer. We tend to call it the Lord's Prayer. Some people call it the Our Father, but notice the depth of that for us. Turn with me to 1 John. First John chapter 3. Certainly, John understands the depth of relationship denoted that is provided in the way back to God. Now, 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. So this is kind of like that expanded, isn't it? So right in the middle of the verse is the Father. And what's around it? Love, children. So we don't just then just take it as, well, He's the Father. No, He is now my Father, and that denotes not just some cold relationship, but it denotes a relationship of love. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children. So the relationship that is being claimed at the beginning of this prayer is important. We don't come certainly to an equal by any means. We don't come to one who's merely afar off that we just kind of physically bow our way into presence, and so that if we bow low enough, I remember the the emperor of China when Britain wanted to have a relationship with them. I want to say that was at the early part of the 1900s or something. You had to physically bow yourself 7 times, and there were particular things you had to do in between. And the ambassador refused to do that, and that was the end of that particular relationship. That's not the way we come. That's not the way we come. The whole denotation of Father implies a love relationship, and that we're able to do that. If you've ever read or seen the Curdy books by MacDonald, he has a couple of them. They're really good. The Princess and Curdy, the father there is a God figure, and the princess there calls the father King Papa. King Papa. And so there's this close relationship, but he's the king. Close relationship, but he is the king. And that is where we find ourselves as well. The Lord Jesus had that relationship with the Father, and that is the basis for how we come to Him. Look at Mark chapter 14 with me. Mark 14, 36. Jesus in the garden. He says, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. This Abba is a familiar form of Father. It's like a child crawling into the Father's lap and addressing Him familiarly. And so we see the Lord Jesus in a familiar fashion, calling the Father something like Papa. There is this emotionally charged address of the Father. And so likewise, did you catch that, Abba Father? That is precisely what the Apostle Paul says that the spirit of sonship gives to believers, right? Romans 8:15, Galatians 4:6 is not a one-time thing. So it's the spirit of adoption, the sonship that is with Christ, that gives us this same response. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So that familiar and close, but at the same time, we know who He is. The Lord Jesus knew to whom He was speaking, and thus do we. There's a familiar, and yet the ultimate respect that comes. We are clearly adopted, beloved sons. We are been brought into the family. We have this unutterable privilege. And it's not just, well, I'm kind of in the house, but I have to stay in another room at supper or something. We've been brought up at the table, and so we can address Him. We can come to Him with those things that are needful. So we have been adopted. We have been in the new birth. We have been made a part of the family. Certainly we're adopted, but the new birth is an eternal birthing of that which beyond this physical body will go into eternity. That's eternal life that has been birthed into the believer. And then lastly, there is a sonship, which is, as we see, by the indwelling Spirit. There is a knowledge by the indwelling Spirit. So the Spirit of Christ who dwells in the believer is not alien, but is a part of us, right? The apostle says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. The indwelling Spirit is a part of us. We are, if we think of it, we are sinful and yet He is there. We are sensitive to one another, if you will. And so we live our lives in an awareness of the holy proximity, if you will, of the indwelling Spirit of God. And it is from Him indwelling us that we pray. It is by His Spirit indwelling us that we say, I know the family that I'm a part of. I know the love that is mine. And so we pray, Our Father, Our Father. It's not just, oh God. Certainly we're addressing God, but He is now my Father, the one that I know, the one who has loved me, the one who has brought me into His own place and has given me an inheritance as a son. So the beginning of the prayer here, Our Father, brings us immediately into His presence, into His presence with all the gracious adoption that we have as sons, and the emotional knowledge of that says, I come here with acceptance, with love, with a real relationship that has to be kept up, if you will. So with the knowledge that if that has been broken by sin, I come in reality, I can be free in terms of praise and request. So all that is implied in the beginning of this, Our Father. We have now come into His presence, and we go from there. Let's close this section in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank You for the encouragement to pray. We pray that You would provide for each one of us in our resorting to You in prayer, that You would enliven us in prayer, that we might commune with You, that we might ask for those things that are needful, that You would give us real entrance to You and an openness with You as we often have. Thank You for this time here this afternoon in Christ's name.